WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
Some Black homeowners in Cook County, including many seniors, they're losing their houses over unpaid property taxes of just a few hundred or a few thousand dollars. And Illinois is the only state left in the country that still lets this happen. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Legal experts say Illinois has the most abusive property tax forfeiture system in the nation. A new in-depth report from Injustice Watch and the Investigative Project on Race and Equity highlights these problems and sheds light on potential solutions. To learn more, I spoke with Injustice Watch reporter Carlos Ballesteros and Emmeline Posner with the Investigative Project on Race and Equity. We started the conversation by covering the basics. I asked Carlos how the tax forfeiture system works in Illinois. Here he is.
Illinois is unlike any other state in the country when it comes to this. So if you own a home and you own it outright, you've paid off the mortgage, and you fall behind on the property taxes, you could end up losing that home within 3 to 4 years through this tax foreclosure system that exists here in Illinois. Now, that is the same basically everywhere in the country. If you fall behind on your taxes enough, you will lose your home around the country. But what happens in Illinois is that all the equity you've built up in that home, equity that sometimes is built up over generations, doesn't come back to you when you lose that home to tax foreclosure here in Illinois. And it's because the state legislature has failed to provide or develop a system by which homeowners can get paid some of that equity back. And so what ends up happening is that investors come in, swoop in, pay off your delinquent taxes. And if you don't pay that back, they get to keep your home and sell it and keep 100% of those proceeds.
Right.
And so that makes Illinois what experts told us was the most abusive tax foreclosure system of its kind.
That's right. Yeah, Emmeline, you talked to plenty of homeowners for this investigation. One of them was Velma Lewis of West Suburban Maywood. Let's listen to a bit of her, and then I'll hear from you on the back end.
I had been in the house so long. The house was paid for. And because I didn't really know, which is actually my fault that I didn't know, but then the system looked like it's taking consideration. It wasn't like I just was trying to avoid my taxes, period. It's just that I felt that I had that time, and I took advantage of that time, you know, because I could do other things. But as it turns out, I lost the house thinking like that.
Tell us more about 74-year-old Velma's story.
Yeah, so Ms. Lewis is speaking about her childhood home in Maywood. Her family had owned it since the early 60s. And in around 2014, she had to make a decision. Her roof was failing on the house and didn't have the cash on hand to pay both, which is a common predicament we've learned that seniors or older adult homeowners find themselves in. And so she chose to replace the roof, right? Mm-hmm. Because if there's water coming through the roof, you got to take care of that. And she had a misunderstanding. She thought she had more time to catch up on that year's property tax bill than she actually did. And without, you know, she says she didn't know that the county put a lien on her home and that eventually an investor bought it until it was too late. And the amount she owed had increased dramatically, and she didn't have the funds to pay off that full amount and avoid the foreclosure process.
Wow. So she lost her home.
She lost her home.
And all that money.
And all of that money. And then, incredibly, a year and a half ago, was able to get approved for a mortgage to buy her home back, which is just devastating. You think about having a family home. It's been in your home for two generations. And all of a sudden, you're under a 30-year mortgage to pay it back.
What else did you all hear from homeowners, Carlos?
Well, we kept hearing that what we kept hearing is people did not purposely try to skip or their taxes.
Yeah.
They were in predicaments that none of us hope to be in, where, like Velma, you know, you have to choose between paying the taxes or fixing your roof. We also heard stories about folks who had developed terminal illnesses, who like Alzheimer's, for example. Mm-hmm. And by the time their families tried to get everything in order, that tax debt had been sold to an investor and the clock had started ticking and the debt had ballooned to an insurmountable amount.
But it could start out pretty small because, did I read this right? People lost homes over as little as $110 in taxes?
So what we found is that the initial tax amount that was owed that ended up kicking off this whole process was as low sometimes as $110. On average, it was about $1,500.
$1,800.
So that was the first amount, the first bill that was missed, the first sort of debt that was sold off. And from there, homeowners have a few years to pay off that debt before losing their home in foreclosure. And within that time, a lot of homeowners missed another payment. And so the laws here in Illinois are also set up in a way where homeowners don't have the option to pay in installments. So once you're in this, once you're in foreclosure, once you're in delinquency and you have to save your home, the only thing you can do is pay it off all at once. And so for folks that are cash strapped already and we're already falling behind on their taxes,
That's very difficult to do. Right. For sure. Last December, more than 800 Cook County seniors had their tax liens sold at auction. You write that that was a 10-year high, Emmeline?
Based on our analysis of the last 10 years of this annual tax lien sale that the county is required under state law to hold, we saw that this was a 10-year high after a low during COVID years due to a postponement of the annual tax lien sale. And we learned that this was related to a change in how the a tax credit for low-income seniors is administered. So there was a change in the administration of it, and county officials said that they believe it led to older adult homeowners temporarily losing their credit that made their bill affordable to them.
Why are property tax foreclosures concentrated in certain neighborhoods?
That's a great question. For those who haven't read the story, we found that the vast majority of foreclosures are concentrated in majority Black community areas, both in the city of Chicago and in the suburbs, predominantly on the south side. And there are a lot of reasons. Carlos, do you want to talk a little bit about?
It's the entire history of Chicago over the last 150 years. It's the same reasons why majority Black neighborhoods are disinvested in and have high poverty rates. It is just the kind of legacies of racism and systemic disinvestment and systemic. Yes. And so what you see, what comes out at the other end of these decades of disinvestment, of looting, of plundering Black wealth, right? First, before through redlining and contract selling, tax foreclosures, the way Illinois practices it, definitely is in line with those traditions. And so the reasons why we see those tax foreclosures there, experts told us it's the same reasons why every other sort of racial disparity exists in this city.
Now, you also in your story talk about how civil rights activists have been trying for decades to get this law changed. Because, of course, the next obvious question is, why has this been a thing? Why has this been able to continue? But step after step, they are blocked by investors. Yes?
Right.
Tell us more.
Yeah. So this law, this current system dates back to 1951. And then starting from the 1960s, people are really seeing the impact. People on the ground, people in communities, of course, lawyers. Royko jumps in, starts writing a bunch of columns for the Chicago Daily News at the time. And you see a lot of examples, Harold Washington being one of them when he was a state representative, of lawmakers stepping in and trying to, in some cases, revert it back to a fully public system, cut the investors out of the picture, which again wouldn't remove the possibility of foreclosure, but really stops a lot of the interest and the fines and fees potentially from piling up for homeowners. But what experts have said and news archives show is that the lobby has really fought against this. And in 1970, Carlos, you want to jump in on the what happened in 1970?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And it really came to a head in 1970 when delegates for the state constitution convention, they had an opportunity to sort of codify this system. And there were debates. People were fighting for it, but they codified this exact system into the state constitution of 1970. And that means that any change would require a constitutional amendment, which is difficult.
And just to be clear on that, you know, like what was codified into the state constitution back then was this sort of privatized market that where tax debt is sold and offered at auction. And, you know, so changing that will require cracking open the Constitution. But there's a lot that state lawmakers could do that is not cracking open the Constitution, that they have chosen not to do.
What's J.B. Pritzker doing?
Well, the governor has remained silent on this issue, as far as we can tell. He declined to be interviewed for our report. And his spokesperson said that the governor thinks Illinois' system is constitutional, even though everyone else who we talked to said it wasn't, based on a 2023 Supreme Court decision out of Minnesota that basically ruled that homeowners are entitled to any of the excess equity in their home once their tax debt has been satisfied. Illinois doesn't do that. And it's clear to literally everyone else who we talked to about this, who knows about this issue, that Illinois' system is completely unconstitutional. But the governor was unwilling to go there. And, you know, legislators right now are trying to negotiate a way to satisfy the Constitution and keep some and keep the system as it functions here in Illinois.
Right.
But they haven't come out with anything.
Nothing yet.
Well,
so much to unpack here. This is a very great and very detailed investigation that I do encourage folks to check out online. But while I have you here and before I let you go, Emmeline, any advice for homeowners listening right now, struggling maybe to pay their property taxes? Can they turn to any government agencies or nonprofits for help?
That's a great question for older adult homeowners, or if you or you have a cognitive disability or disability. There are definitely legal aid organizations and legal aid organizations that are devoted for helping elderly and disabled adults. And I think you want
to... you know, it's really difficult because we tried answering this question ourselves and there really isn't a lot out there for folks. I mean, if you're if you fall behind on a mortgage, there is a network of support that's available to you, even like some state programs. But if you fall behind on your property taxes, there is so much less out there for you in terms of help. And it's really, really difficult to get out from under that debt.
Well, thanks for shedding a light on this. That's Carlos Ballesteros, who's a reporter for Injustice Watch, and Emmeline Posner with Investigative Project on Race and Equity. Stories online at injusticewatch.org. Thank you both so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Andrea Guthman. It was edited by Dan Tucker and mixed by Micah Yasin. Here on Reset, we have deep conversations about Chicago's most pressing issues. To stay connected to every episode, hit subscribe where you listen or find us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you so much for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely